Hello everyone, it's Sunday the 26th of October 2014. It's approximately 4 p.m. in the UK and the clocks have gone back today, so I hope you can hear me alright. This morning, myself, Dominic and Johnny went to Aldi and we bought a, I'll pronounce it properly, a halogen oven, or as we'd say up here, an halogen oven. So I thought I'd set this thing up. I've already got it out of its box. I have put it together just to see how easy or difficult it were going to be, and it's actually quite easy. So on the bottom you've got a plastic stand. It's got feet on it and it's got an handle at each side. Into the plastic stand on the bottom of it is a metal tray that's got holes in it, and then onto that tray fits a metal ring. Inside the metal ring fits a massive glass bowl. It's huge. In fact, I'll just lift it up. It's absolutely massive. Hello. Hello, glass bowl. Hello. It's massive. It's like a big mixing bowl. I've never seen out like it. So onto that goes a lid, a glass lid. On top of which is a handle. And this handle, it's got finger holes in it and whatnot, so you can pick it up with either hand, really. And that clicks up and down. Into the back of that, it's got like a box on it. Into the back of this box is your plug, and it's a kettle lead. At the front of the actual box is a control panel, and that has got 7 buttons on it. What they do, I have no idea yet, and I put the instruction book in the drawer. Underneath this control box thing is, it's like a fan. It's like a dome shape, and that fits onto glass part of the lid. So, that's about the assembly of it. If anybody's interested in getting one of these, they are from Aldi. Well, this one's from Aldi anyway. It's £29.99. Well, stocks last. I'm not an advertiser or a salesperson for Aldi whatsoever. So this control panel, I'll just tell you a little bit about this. Well, I can still see it in daylight. It's a dark colour. I'm not sure if it's got a screen on it or not. And it's got buttons on it, which appear to me to be a lighter colour than the box thing, background. So anybody that's got usable vision, you might find that useful. It's not so much for me, because I can't distinguish between the individual buttons, if that makes sense, but I can see the difference of where the buttons are to the background. They're quite well spaced out as well, to be fair. You've got 3 on top, 1 in middle, and then 3 on bottom. So that's that. I haven't cooked anything in it yet, obviously, because I've only just put it together, really. But when I do cook something in it, I shall let you know. And when I figured out what these buttons do, I shall let you know what happens. I don't want to just go around pressing things and then it go bang or, or something. Not that that's likely to happen, but you never know, you never know. Better to be safe than sorry. But apparently you can cook meat in it, you can do roast potatoes in it. To look at it, to be fair, it don't look like an oven at all, because you think an oven's a square thing with a door on. This, it looks more like a slow cooker, but it obviously isn't, you know, just shape of it and how big it is, it looks like a slow cooker. Oh, I forgot to mention as well, I hadn't opened these yet actually, in fact I'll open them now. We've got inside the glass thing, when I was taking it all out of this box, it comes with a bag which contains, see, two shelves and some like tongs, they look like tongs. I'm not sure what they are though. These two shelves. So I wonder if they fit. I wonder if you can separate things. So I wonder if you can have, hang on, one shelf with one thing on and another shelf with another thing on. Is that, do they hook into one another? Sorry, I'm just rambling here to myself. No. So let me see. Let's lift this lid up. Lift that up. Put the shelf without the legs in there first. And the shelf with the legs. Does it go over? Ooh, nasty noise. Yes, it does. Right. Right. What I've done, there's a shelf with legs and a shelf without legs. I've put the shelf without legs in the bottom of the glass bowl. The shelf with legs. Ah, hang on. The shelf with legs. It's got like a stand on it. It's like a tripod. It's got three legs. So that fits. Okay, the shelf without legs fits on the bottom of the shelf with legs. And there are little, do they go in them little areas? Is there three of them areas? No, that makes it a bit awkward then. So we're just trying to figure out how it. But that's it. Right, so it does fit. There isn't a set way to do it, but. Oh, okay, excellent. So you can probably cook more than two things in this then. Unless it's for your meat. Right, so that is it. That is the allergy oven. Let's hope it ain't allergic to cooking, shall we? Put this lid back on. And we'll get to know more about it in time. I shall keep you informed. For those of you that are interested, this kettle lid keeps coming out for some strange reason. Maybe I haven't pushed it in. Ah, that kettle lid, you have to push in quite far, quite hard, sorry. And this oven, it's not the lightest thing in the world, but it's not the heaviest thing either. You know, don't be shy when you're picking it up, because it is quite weighty. So, but there you are, and it'll be even heavier when it's got meat inside it and things. So that's that. If anybody's got one of these and they want to tell me about it, then please feel free. I'm interested to know what you've done with it and cooked with it, and if you've figured out how it all works and stuff. And that's about it. So I shall leave you to it and speak soon. Bye. I'd just like to add quickly before my time runs out, this lead, what I said is a kettle lead, it has got 3 points on it, but